This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
My name was spelled in baseball cards where the hors d'oeuvres were. It said Darren's Dugout. I can close my eyes and tell you exactly how it looked.
Darren Revelle, a sports business reporter at ESPN, remembers a lot of things about his bar mitzvah in 1991.
There was like a barbershop quartet singing baseball songs when you entered. It was pretty over the top.
Really?
But yeah, it was pretty, yeah, it was, believe it or not. A Long Island bar mitzvah, it's like people are competing.
Sometimes the competition was fierce. Mickey Mantle was the celebrity guest at the bar mitzvah of one of Revelle's friends. Like that friend, young Revelle was a baseball fan, but he figured correctly that Mantle would have blown the top off the Revelle family bar mitzvah budget. Beyond that, Revelle felt that if he hosted a baseball legend, he'd be pretending to be somebody he wasn't.
I had followed minor league players. I had followed scouting reports and, you know, player development departments. And I mean, that was like a geeky thing that I did. So if I brought a player who was already great to my bar mitzvah, well, that wasn't fun.
Accordingly, young Darren suggested two minor league prospects, both of them in the Mets organization, and two young major leaguers, each of whom might need the extra few $100 he could earn by schlepping out to a bar mitzvah in Long Island. Now, it wasn't as if failure on Mr. Revelle's part would mean Darren's bar mitzvah would be utterly lacking in baseball celebrity. A neighbor knew Bud Harrelson, who'd played for the Mets, Phillies, and Rangers and was managing the Mets in 91. Harrelson had agreed to show up. Still, the player is the thing, so Darren Revelle's dad went to work on that list.
And when you go back in 1990, 1991, we didn't have Google to easily find things. And so he, I know, looked at this as a challenge that, one, he wanted to pull it off. Two, he thought he could pull it off. And then he began the process. The Astros were playing the Mets on the night of my bar mitzvah. Craig Biggio was one of the guys on my list. He was playing for the Astros. And the venue was 13 miles from Shea Stadium. So this was technically doable to get one of the players on my list. He called the Astros, and they said probably not something that Craig Biggio would do, but we have a young player who we think might be game to do this. Not that he's done so many things, but that he's a prospect, he's doing really well, you might want him.
Caminiti was going, it's skied to left, Deion Sanders at the wall, and Bagwell has his first Major League home run. Jeff Bagwell has delivered.
And they mentioned the name Jeff Bagwell.
At this point, Darren's dad went above and beyond. He not only got in touch with Astros rookie Jeff Bagwell, he arranged to meet Bagwell at a hotel in New York so he could pay Bagwell's $500 fee. Bagwell even agreed to buy a sport coat for the celebration. He hadn't brought one on the road trip. You know, I've done my homework on this, and I've looked at some of the photographs of the occasion, and Jeff Bagwell doesn't look a whole lot older than you do. Did anybody mistake him for just another guest?
I'm sure. He also doesn't look much like, no offense to Jeff, and I don't think he cares right now, but it's not like he was some guy who looked like an athlete, and I'm sure he walked around, and I'm sure he had his mini hot dog and his Coke, and no one looked twice until he was sitting in the corner with a Sharpie.
And so Darren's guests lined up for signatures.
The kids were a little bit confused as to why the manager was there, but I didn't get a star like Dwight Gooden or Darryl Strawberry or Gary Carter or like any random Met. Why did I have an Astros player? So although he was signing autographs, and although I was enthralled and starstruck, I think the kids who were at the party were less than thrilled that this is who was signing an autograph. And I don't have any faith that any of those kids kept that beyond the week or two.
And as a rookie, Jeff Bagwell might have kind of wondered why anybody outside of Houston would hold on to his autographed card. Happily, Bud Harrelson was there to provide references.
He got up there and he said, "Hey, you know, I just want to let you guys know we're playing the Astros, and the young man sitting in the corner over there is a great young player, and he just hit the longest home run in Three Rivers Stadium history."
For protection, here's a high towering drive to deep left field, and this one is gone. Look at this upper deck, well into the upper deck.
What a shot by Bagwell.
That home run was no fluke. Bagwell hit 14 more of them during his first season and was named the National League's Rookie of the Year. Over the next 14 years, he hit another 435 home runs and was once named the league's MVP. Last week, it was announced that Bagwell will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in July, which is reason number one why those kids at Darren Revelle's bar mitzvah should have held on to those autographed cards. Needless to say, Darren Revelle enjoyed each of the achievements that led eventually to Jeff Bagwell's election to the Hall.
It definitely did become fun, and I would say over the years there were 50 calls between me and my dad and my brother and my mom. Can you believe we had them? And there was always a call when something crazy happened, you know, for something as little as he had four RBIs in a night. So there was some sort of connection that we felt to him.
So whereas lots of kids can say they've met a major leaguer, Darren Revelle can say he hosted a future Hall of Famer at his bar mitzvah. His only regret is that as a kid, he never followed up on the connection that bar mitzvah visit might have begun. As that anonymous young man with a mini hot dog in one hand and a Coke in the other metamorphosed into a major league star, Revelle never looked for Bagwell outside the player's gate at Shea Stadium to remind him of that great afternoon they'd had together. About a decade ago, at least 15 years after that big day on Long Island, Revelle did run into Jeff Bagwell in the Astros locker room shortly before a game. He asked if Bagwell remembered Revelle as the kid whose bar mitzvah he'd attended. Bagwell said he sort of recalled going to one. It wasn't exactly a great reunion, but it's never too late, right?
I intend to go to Cooperstown and go to the induction and maybe get an autographed ball that says, "From your bar mitzvah to Cooperstown, Jeff Bagwell."
And you've got to be rooting for it to happen, or at least I do. It's going to be a big day in Jeff Bagwell's life, sure, but wouldn't it be kind of a bigger day if he at least pretended that, "Oh yeah, I do remember that bar mitzvah, and it was a great day, kid. And here we both are today, successful beyond our wildest dreams, having made careers doing just what we'd wanted to do," or something like that. And then he'd sign Darren Revelle's baseball and hand it back to him with a big Hall of Famer smile.